Okay. Today is the beginning of Maseches Bavavasra on Bavavasra Daf Beis. Bavavasra, third part of Maseches Nezikin, as Tosfos, Tap Tosfos points out, it's cool Nezikin Chad Maseches, and this is the third part. This is the last 10 parakim. The first parak is Hashutvin, which talks all about neighborly relations, I guess. And as I heard from many two different sources this morning, Bavavasra lacks psukim. Bavavakama has a lot of explanations of drashas on psukim, but Bavavasra doesn't really have many psukim. It's just learning out the halachas, the halachas of property law and neighbor laws between neighbors. Main issue that we'll get discussed with to begin with, something that they're familiar with, is the concept of hezek ria. Hezek ria sounds exactly what it sounds. It's hezek, damage done by looking. So there's a machlokus in the Gemara whether hezek ria shmei hezek or hezek ria lav shmei hezek. Whether or not hezek ria really constitutes damage. What's the potential damage for hezek ria? So this is there are two in a chatzer. A chatzer is a courtyard. Is a machlokus whether hezek ria is considered hezek or not. In a gino or looking into someone's house, it is considered hezek. What would be the potential damage done if by looking at somebody else? So the stipler brings down two things. Number one, it could just be that I'm embarrassed. Someone looks at me doing my private affairs in my chatzer, I'm embarrassed. That itself is hezek. That's what the famous stipler talks about. If you do damage to somebody with an ayin hara, there's a whole idea of maybe hezek ria is also an ayin hara. The other way to look at it as hezek ria is since I'm embarrassed by you looking at me, you're moneya for me the possibility to do what I want to do in my field. So that's potentially the hezek. Because machlokus, whether that constitutes actual hezek, and that machlokus is going to go through the first blot or two, how do we read this Mishnah? A lot of action on this Mishnah. You can spend months going through this Mishnah in the first blot. Well, again, we're going to do it in 44 minutes. Okay. I should have to try. Hashutvin sherotzu lasos mechitza b'chotzer. There are shutvin. Rashi says they own a chotzer b'shutvus, a partnership, and each of their houses is open to the chotzer. Right. So they want to make a mechitza. Gemara is going to discuss what mechitza is. We're going to go according to the first day in the Gemara. They want to make a wall, a separation barrier in the chotzer. So what do they do? Bonim es a kosel be'emsa. They build the kosel in the middle. They build the wall right in the middle of the chotzer. Talk about that in a second also. Let's just read. Makom shenogu linos gvil. If the minog of the makom is to build these walls with gvil, and the Rashba points out, the first, second Rashba, and Bavavasra is Rishon centric. Yeah, a lot of Rishonim. You have the Elias Rabbein Yonah. You have the first of the regular ones, Rashba, Ritva, Ramban. Then you have Elias Rabbein Yonah. You have the Yad Ramah. You have Amri Bagash. You have a lot of Rishonim. So it's going to be a battle to determine what not to say. There's a lot to say on Bavavasra to keep us busy. So, for you. Okay. So if the minog, so the Rashba says the minog, what we're talking about here is the minog to build walls, not the minog that the contractors use to build the house. So to build a house, you don't need the same stability in a wall to separate the chaseros that you need to build a house. So if the minog of Makom was to build gvil, right? Makom shenogu libnos gvil, gazis, kfisin, levanim, bonim. The different types of, Gemara's discussing the different types of substances, different types of brick or different types of mortar, different types of items that are used to build a wall. And the Gemara's Mishnah says, "I call minhag medina." Whatever the minhag medina is, again, we'll talk about what that is. So, gvil, if you're using gvil, zen no sin gimel tvachim, but zen also gimel tvachim. It's a thicker substance. So each one gives three tvachim of their property to build a wall on. So you have a six tvachim wall. Begazes, if it's begazes, zen no sin tvachim the next up, zen no sin tvachim the next. Each one gives 2.5 tvachim. The kfisin, if they're going to use a kfisin wall, zen no sin tvachayim is zen no sin tvachayim. The levanim, if they're going to use levanim, zen no sin tefachal mechza, the zen no sin tefachal mechza. But if they use the levanim, then each one will have to give 1.5 tvachim to use it. So the Mishnah had said that if they want to build bonim es achat kosel be'emsa, so the Rama, who's in the Yad Rama, it's also brought down in the Torah, says, aval hicha dulo shavu chelke lahadadi. Right? Let's say the let's say that they don't own equal parts. Let's say it's a 200-acre field, and the borders in between there. One guy owns 50 acres, one guy owns 150 acres. So they have to each share equally in the costs to build in the wall. So the Ramah says yes. Nevertheless, you still have to, and that's how the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch Paskas and Chol Shemishpat Simen Kupnun Zayin Sif Gimel. They also bring down, that should be what Rashi says, cause they bring down a Rashi, because it says, Rashi, the second Rashi says, Be'emza, Zen no se mechelko chetzi makam obe kotel v'chein zeh. Each one gives half of the makam of the wall, for the wall. So no distinction whether or not anyone owns a larger portion. The Rashash seems to argue. The Rashash says that it depends, our Mishnah is only talking about a place where they each own an equal amount of the chatzer. But if one owns more than a larger portion than the other, then they have to divide the expenditures on a pro-rata basis. But it seems to be against all the Rishonim. Some say that the Rabbeinu Gershom may hold like the Rashash, but Rashash seems to have his own thing. Rashash says his pshat, tells us the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is against him, tells us the Gra has rias against him, but he still holds what he says. That's what the Rashash says. Okay? What would be the reason why? Rashash is Mustaber, right? Why? So Rav Aaron Cutler in the Mishnah Rav Aaron explains that maybe what the din is that when we're talking about Hezekriah, talking about you damage somebody, so I'm not doing half damage, you're doing half damage. Really, technically, I should build the wall myself because I'm damaging you. I'm looking after your property. So really, the chov to build the entire wall is mutal on me. Oh, but the chov is also mutal on you. It's an equal chov to stop doing the damage, therefore you have to split it, equally. Okay. That's the first thing. We discussed what Hezekriah is. Next question. It says Hakol Kamidga Medina. Right? It says you have to build Gvil, Gazas, Krisin, then Hakol Kamidga Medina. Wait a second. It's Kol Kamidga Medina. What do I care about anything else? Just do Kamidga Medina. So Tosos asked the question. All the Rishonim asked the question. What's Hakol Kamidga Medina coming to add? So it's Tosos B'Gvil. He says in the third line in Tomar, Amai Itzrich Lemisne Midas Gvil B'Gazas. Why do I need to know the size if you're going to build Gvil or Gazas? Whatever the minog is, if let's say that we're supposed to build gvil, whatever the minog is, build gvil. Look at the minog. What do I need a mission to tell me what the dimensions are? We have the minog.
Also, doesn't a person has the obligation to protect it by himself? Let's say if you have a house, you're supposed to curtain.
Well, a house is different, right? When we're talking about a house. A house is different. A house, everyone agrees that this concept of looking into a house is a concept of Hezekriah. We're talking about here about a chatzer. Looking in the courtyard. That's what the machlokas is about Hezekriah.
So the person does not have the obligation to protect himself from the Hezekriah?
That's a machlokas we see in the second parak, whether al mazik laharchikas atzmo or nizik laharchikas atzmo. Rav Yossi says you're right, al nizik laharchikas atzmo. But he agrees in a concept of giri delay. If it's going to be direct damage, it's on the mazik laharchikas atzmo. And here, you can say it's direct looking at them, that so some machlokas whether the Hezekriah is niske mamon or niske guf, but it comes into that. But we'll get that machlokas, whether the nizak has to protect from being damaged, or the mazak has to protect from doing damage, that machlokas runs throughout the entire second parak. That's the whole point of the entire second parak. Well, one of the points of the second parak. So we have our question, why do we need minhag medina? Why do we need all the dimensions if we have minhag medina? Tosos answers, v'yesh lomar, dim nohgu yoser mivav bigvil lo yasa. You can't go above these limitations. This is the maximum. If the minhag is more, you can say, you know what, I'm just going to do above what the Mishnah says. V'chein kulam. But he says, He says, these are the minhag of the maximum dimensions of it, but if the minhag of Medina is to do gvil less than six, you can do less, because you can even do hutzah b'dafni, you can do like shrubs. You can even put up sort of shrubs. But, look at towards the end, the last short line. Right, but why do you have to say Kol Kamidga Medina? So that's what.
The Kamidga Medina is putting up a picket fence, which is
because it says Makom Shenagul Libnos Gvil. Then Hakol Kamidga Medina. We already know what the Makom. So what's those three lines? So Tos is saying it's giving you the maximum amount. If the minhag, you don't have to build more than that. If the minhag is to build less, there's other Rishonim say differently. But look at Tosos at the end. He says Benir L'Rabbeinu Tam, the Dafka B'Hutzah B'Dafna. That's the lowest amount you can get to. Aval Pachos Mikan. But if you, let's say you want to use mesipas, which say are certain pegs, anything less than hutzah b'dafna, afilu nahagu, either that's the minog, that's minog hedjidu. It's a minog shtos, you can't do that. It's funny, he calls it a minog hedjidu, but the Ramban passes it, you can do it. So I don't know how, but the minog hedjidu, umochiach mikan, he proves from here, to yesh minhagim, she'ein lismoch aleihem, afilu hecha detanan a kol kaminog medina. Even if you say a kol kaminog medina, it's got to be a real minog. If you have a minog shtos, it's not a minog.
So, in those days, this is something lot.
Right. So you use some other whatever building materials that you have. You can use. So you have to, but to mitigate, but you don't. If you were using these things, it's giving you the maximum. The Rush, I think, learns the opposite. The Rush says that this is the minimum. That you can't go less than these. Let me just double check. Everything's on the Mishnah. The Gemara will move fast. The Rush says differently. The Rush says, "Aval shi'ur obe hachomos lo b'minhag talam yosef." This is exactly what you were saying. The Rush says that the hakol k'minhag medina is to tell me whether or not I build vil, gazas, levin, and tvesin. But once you have the minhag to build these items, then you have to use the shiurim that the chachamim say. So, right? Okay, that you like that better. Okay, so I'll read the Rush. The Rush says in Siman Aleph, he says, "Aval shiur, aval alkein near lefarish, the kol k'minhag medina lo kai ela aikar hamechitza on the actual mechitza itself, k'minhagam libnosan in megvil or begazus chulei, aval shiur ove achomos the thickness lo b'minhagat halimilsa ela b'shir hamefurish b'mishnah senu, like exactly what it says." But then he continues, "The im nagu b'yoser, however, if the minhag is to build more than these amounts." Lo kafin lay, we don't have to. You don't force you to make a thicker wall. The kimul l'rabban and the lo b'itve, you don't have to do more. And he also says, "Vimnagu pachos mina garuhu." The minhag is less. It's a mina garuhu, and you can't. You don't listen to it. So what we said that the Rabbeinu Tam said that you can't go less than hutzav adafta. You can't do mesiplus, right? He says the minhag is that this is the maximum. But the minimum of the hutzav adafna, any less than shrubbery, you can't do. To minhag shtus, the Ramban holds that even if you did machatzelis, even if you put in like pegs somehow enough, that's enough. That's enough. So, what's the reason, what's the machlokas between like the Tosfos and the Rush and the Ramban? So, I saw the Sefer Sukkos David by David Kviat, who was actually had a whole article about him in the Five Towns Jewish Times this week. He says, and we'll use this Hesber later also, he says, the machlokas is what do you have to do to prevent the Hezekriya? You have hezekriya going on. So the Ramban says, as long as you're masalik the hezekriya, as long as you remove the hezek, that's sufficient. If I put up these pegs, I don't care that they're strong or they're not strong. I remove the hezek. You've got rid of the initial situation that created the damage. So it's gone. It's as if it's not here anymore. So it doesn't make a difference. But the Rush would hold that no. Once the chachamim made a takana that you have to fix the wall, you got to put it in a more permanent fashion. Because what's going to happen? Otherwise, it's going to fall down. It's going to get back up. You don't want people to go back and forth to Beis Din. Since part of the takana is to make a firmly established wall. The Ramban says what you can do is you can remove the need for the takana to begin with, and that's sufficient. Okay, that's the machlokes between the Ramban and the Rush. Fine. Talk a little bit more about the Mishnah. I'll talk to the Mishnah maybe till like 22. Then we'll go by there. What if a person says, you know what, I don't want to spend a lot of money on this veal, this gazas, but I'm willing to give up. I have a huge piece of property. I'm willing to give up more property. I'll take the responsibility. I'll build the entire wall on my property, but I'm going to build it with a lower level wall. Can the other guy say no? I want it to be on my property also. So it's a three-way machlokas. Okay, the Rush brings down two deos. One is the deos of the Rama. One says that. One day it says that the Rush says that the first guy, the guy who says I want to build it, I can put the wall by myself and I can use anything I want. I can use hutzav adafna. I can use once I'm taking all the responsibility on myself, I can use whatever I want. The Rashba, it's worked on the Rashba, that says yes, I can be konis into myself, but even if I'm being konis in, bring it into my own resource, I still have to build a solid wall. I still have to build up use the minhag over here. The Ra'ah. And then Muke Yosef, it's also the second day in the Rush, says that no, the other guy, the guy who did make the offer, can say, no, I reject the offer, I want to build a joint wall. I want to have together the joint wall. So what's the machlokas? Three-way machlokas. How do you attack that machlokas? So we say, now I just realized that the way the Sukkos Dov explained the Ramban is now we're going on to the Rush. So I don't know how that works out. Okay, the Rush holds that Hezekiah creates a chiyuv to maintain a wall. And the chiyuv exists so long as there's hezekriya going on. But when the first guy is konis b'tok shelo and he puts up whatever wall it is, there's no hezekriya anymore. So what's the problem? It's a siluk. He was misalik the need for the hezekriya. That's the first mandamar. The Rashba says that I can bring it into my own rishus, but you have to build a nice solid wall. Why? Because siluk is not enough. You have to fix the situation. If I just build a flimsy wall, I didn't fix the situation. Why? Because it's going to fall down. I don't have to keep going to Dayanim. It's going to fall down. So you can build it in your own reshus. You can make it a lower level, but it's got to be a level more than Hutzah B'Daf, and it has to be something that is solid. And the Ra'ah, who says, no, that I can force you to build a joint wall, he just says that what the Chachamim said, when there's a Chiyuv to build a Kotel, you have to build a wall, the Chiyuv generates a Chiyuv of a joint wall. Both of them have to do it. If you bring it into me, I say I'm going to take it myself, then it's not the joint wall. I have the right, I can say fine, but I have a right to reject it because I want to go by the Chiyuv that the Chachamim had. A couple other machlokos you have here, it's talking about Hezekriah. Was there a chazaka? Chazaka applied to Hezekriah, right? Sometimes say, for 3 years, I'm sitting here for 3 years, I'm sitting here for 10 years looking in your chatzer. You never said boo. Now you want to build a wall? I have a chazaka. I have it right here. So it's a machlokos we're showing whether chazaka applies here. We'll save time. There's a lot to talk about. There's another machlokos. What about mechila? The guy says, no, don't worry about it. I'm mocha. I mean, can you have mechila? It's also machlokos. But I can't say to you, beat me up. And then if you hit me, I can retract. This is desek, there's damage. What about here? Can I retract? Can I do mechila? It's also, that's a machlokos as well. Fine. So what are we up to? Still in the Mishnah. So therefore we said that you build a wall, right? You build these walls. Therefore, lefichach, im nafal hakosel, if the wall eventually does fall down, hamakom v'havanim shalshneyem. We know, since the din is that they both build a wall, therefore, if the wall falls down, the presumption is they both built the wall, they both built it on each other's property, so the presumption is that you split the property, and you split the avanim that fell down. So, Tosos asks, and all the Rishonim asks, what do you mean lefichach? What do you mean lefichach? Tosos says, the intomar, in Tosos lefichach, second line, umay ira mishum the bonim hakosel bonim hakosel. Why is it only because of this presumption? Right? If it fell down into one of their reshus, we also would say it belongs to both of them. We'll see later what chazas is, but there's nothing on the wall that shows that it belongs to one over the other. So, you're going to say he's muksak? You're going to say he's muksak? He says, no, the different, and therefore we should see a motzim chavei la varaya. There's no muksak here, Tosa says. Skip down. He says, the hasam mitchila muvar hadiyah adavar, which was echamei hanola asafik, aval hachamei karanola asafik. The only time muksak works, according to Tosos, every Tosos is sewn here, the only time muksak works, according to Tosos, is if the suffik comes about, if the suffik comes about, the suffik comes about after it comes about after the muksakas, after a guy had a firm establishment. I mean, the guy had a chazaka, now we have a suffik, we go back to where the chazaka is. But if the suffik comes about before anyone has a chazaka, then there's no motzi mechabel v'rayo. So what happened here? We have a wall standing in the middle. We don't really know, no one has a chazaka here. The suffik, who it belongs to begin with? Now the wall fell down, there's no chazaka to go back to. That's what Tosus is saying, right? Even before the wall fell down, we would split it evenly. No one has more of a chazaka over anybody else. Now the wall fell down and fell into one of their reshus. There's no chazaka here because the chazaka is only coming about after the suffik was nolad. Other Rishonim say that this whole thing, this question that we're going to have, lefichach, is that's actually be the Gemara's question on Daf Gimel. The Gemara is asked what it is, and they say that what happened is, and Tosfos points out also, what happens is it fell into one of their reshus and stayed there for a really long time. So even though we said a few days ago that Shutfin are in Kapti, they Shutfin let people have their stuff in here. But Tosfos says maybe it was there a really, really, really long time. Tosfos says. He says it's a real long time, so maybe there, then one by saying it's a real long time, the other guy says, oh, it was really yours, and therefore I have a migul that I bought it. So that could be, but that's Tosfos Lefichach. You can spend months talking about Tosfos Lefichach. Okay. Next, the chein begina, and so too in a gina. A gina is a garden. The assumption is that by a gina that you have to the chein begina, you have to build a mechitza between them. The assumption is by gina is that there's more privacy is needed in a gina. He says the chein begina makom shenagdu ligdor mechayben also. If it's a minhag to make the wall, you have to make a wall. Aba bebika, but in a valley or a field, right? So then, makom shenagu shelo ligdor. If it's a makom, a bika, the assumption is that you don't do as much private matters in the bika, right? So b'makom shenagu shelo ligdor. If it's a makom that you typically don't have to make a wall, im lechayven also. You're not mechayven to do it. Ela im ratza. But if the guy really wants to be separate, then Konis l'tok shelo ubone. He brings it into his house, into his field, and then he builds. But what does he do in order to avoid the problem if it falls down? V'osech chazus mibachutz. He makes a chazus. I don't know how he translates chazus. I've seen some people say it's some sort of nick or some sort of like overhang, or some say it's a window. In other words, a sign. He says a sign. Okay. I thought way I understood it is that you curve the wall on top, right? You sort of make some curve on top that bends into your rishus. So therefore, if the wall lepichach im napal hakosel hamakim v'avanim shelo, you make some sort of sign that clearly indicates that this guy built the wall. So therefore, if the wall falls down, now kosel makes perfect sense. You had the chazaka before leidas hasafik, because everyone who passes by the wall and they see the chazus, they know it belongs to the guy on that side of the wall. So lepichach im napal hakosel hamakim v'avanim shelo, the makam and the avanim belong to him because it belongs, he's the muchzak. But im asu midashneim, let's say we're in a bika, right? And they did it based, I'm assuming this is how it says. They both build it. Bonus calls to the emsa, but osim chazas mikana mikan. I'm not sure whether this is going on the gina or going back to the entire beginning. Both of them are building the wall. You put a chazas on both sides. I think it's only talking about the gina. He's still born in the close of the emsa, but osim chazas mikana mikan. We put a sign on either side of the wall. The pichach, and therefore im nafal hakosa, if the kosa falls down, hamakom v'havanim shel shneim, the place and the wall belongs to both of them. I don't know. What do you think it belongs? I think this would make sense even. Yeah, but why don't it only mentions the chazus after the gina, after the bika case? So let's say we're talking about the chazus. Do they make a chazus on either side? I don't know. Why doesn't it say it further up? Because Rashi just says v'osin chazus mikan mikan lo dias shneim asau. So would that apply to all cases where both of them build it? Okay. Fine. Gemara. Savrua, my mechit. We've been. The Gemara's not going to say what we've been.
The question we answered a couple of times.
Yeah. What does it say? This says it's going to be answered a couple of times.
Yeah.
There's no foreshadowing.
No.
Okay, so we'll get to it on Tuesday. It's a long trek for this one. You have till February. Tuesday's not so far away. I can get to stay. What?
It's
till February, right? Till February. Adar, what is it? So we've been explaining the Mishnah that Shutman Sharatzu Lasos Mechitza. We said the Shutman wanted to build a wall. Let's see, Machlokas in the Gemara, what Mechitza means. First Mandamar of the Gemara is the way we said it, that Mechitza means a wall. There's another Mandamar, and that says Mechitza means that they want to split. And we're going to run through one side of the Shachar Tire today, and the other side is tomorrow. So Sabrua, they thought in the base of Medrash, my mechitza. When the Mishnah says Shutman Sharatzu Lasos Mechitza, what does the word mechitza mean? Mechitza guda. Mechitza means a wall. A guda. It means a wall. What's the proof? Kidetanya. And there are many, many sources in Mishnayos and that shows that a mechitza means a wall. Why did the Marit specifically choose this Mishnah that's coming up, or this Brisa that's coming up? The Rashba explains because this Brisa also has the Chiddush Din of the concept of Dina de Garmi. We saw this Brisa, I think, about the Kamadaf Kuf or something like that. So, my mechitza, what's a mechitza? It's a wall. Kidetanya, we have a Brisa. Tosis points out this is a Brisa, it's not a Mishnah. Mechitzas hakerem shenifritza. Okay, we have one guy on one side of the wall has a vineyard. The other guy has his field. So, they can't mesh together because you'll have the problem of kilayim. So we have a wall separating between them. Mechitzas hakerem shenifritza, so the wall fell down. So now the Gvanim are going into the field and they mix together at 1 to 200 and the guy has Nihusa, you're gonna have Klayim. So the wall falls down, Omer lo gedor. Rashi says we tell the Balakaram, the guy who owns the vineyard, put up the wall again, fix the wall. Chazer v'nifritzah, it fell down again, Omer lo gedor. We tell him to put it up again. Nisyayishemenu, if he has Yeyush and he doesn't pick it up, v'lo gadra, and he doesn't put up the wall, Hareze Kiddush. Now it becomes Kiddush here. It becomes if the Gefanim are now, there's a ratio of 1 to 200 with the Tevuah in the other field. It becomes Kiddush. It becomes Kilayim, and it's Aser. The whole point why they bring in this whole thing is just to show that the word Mechitza means a wall. Mechitza is Kerem Shenifritza.
So there's a wall there,
but
that's underneath the ground. The roots are
Mechitza. I don't think so. Yeah, that's what it looks like. So you could also now you can spend days on this mechitza.
Even though they're right next to each other.
Right, the wall separates between the two because you have to see it. It has to be an irbub. You have to see it. You have to have nihusa. You have to have the mechitza. I think so. If you look at the Mishnah, it's inclined, but I think so. I don't think the wall has to go all the way down to the bedrock and go and separate the two. I don't know. So, Omer lo gedur. So they all ask, why do we only say on the Baal HaGafanim you have to put up the wall? What about the Baal HaTzvua? The Isser of Kilayim is of both. It's the Tzvua and the Gafanim mixing together. Why is it on the Baal HaKerem? So Rashi says, Omer lo the Baal HaKerem gedur. Gedor ato, you should put up the wall. Shelo yesu gepanecha es tvuas hasada. So your gepanim don't go in mishum klayim. So why the pishus samach hasada? Throw up something together. So they say that it could be that a couple ways to look at it. Number one, if you look at it, it looks like the gepanim are attacking the tvuah. The tvuah stands still. The gepanim are the things that grow and continue going out. So they're attacking. So they're viewing them as being the mazik of the. That's one of the reasons. The other reasons they say, and Rashi alludes to it also, and I think it's the Rabbeinu Yonasan, the Shita, and Bava Kama says it, is that the halacha is, and we'll see in the second parak, the halacha is that you've told the Baal HaKerem that he has to remove his field from the Dalet Amos to get, because he has to get his machresha in. He has to get it. If his gefund go all the way up, so he's already doing something that's legally objectionable. But he's not providing the right space between the two. It's on him. The Baal Tzvua didn't do anything legally objectionable. He's just sitting there. So therefore, the only way you can be chayav within Nezek is if you do something that the law says that is wrong. Who's doing something that the law says is wrong here? The Baal Geffen is, because his Tzvua is up to the border. He's supposed to be Dalet Amos away. So he's the one who's chayav. Tosos on top points out, Nisyayish Amen of Logadra, he says, Dafka Nisyayish. He has to have Yeish. Abalonis Yaish, if he's trying to find a contractor or somebody to build a wall, but Ose Kol Sha'al Ligdor, and he's busy trying to build it, Apo Pisha Hosif Masayim, even though it went to the right ratio, it's Mutter, it's still not considered Kalayim, because the time of Sechas Kalayim, Haroa Yerik Bekarim, someone sees the mixture, Omer Kisha Egilasham, Elektenu, and he says, when I get there, I'll take care of it, Hosif Masayim Mutter, it's still Mutter. As long as he's trying to fix the situation, right? He says, I'm going to go get to it. But if he says, oh, I'll take care of it later, you know, it's not good. As long as he's dealing with the situation, then it's not client. Next, Tosos asks, big Shiloh here also. Yeah, it's part of the rules of Kalayim. You have to have Nihusa. You have to have Nihusa on it. That's the rules of Kalayim. If you're dealing with the situation, it's not us yet. So that leads to the next question, what's going on here? Part of it, the question is, it's Hezekin and Nicker. Right? If you see the two mixing together, well, you don't see the Hezek. Tosos points out, Tosos here, Apalgad, the Hezekin and Nicker, Loshme Hezek, Nira Lari, he says here, the high Choshev Hezek Nicker, here is considered Hezek Nicker. Why? Share Nicker Shu Klein, Kisharua Gafanim Basada. It's Hezek Nicker because you see the Gafanim in the field. But the question is, and that's a big sugi over there, is a machlok with the Ramban. But he says, if you just look, the Ri says, look at it, you can see the damage. But the other Rishonim, what do you mean you see the damage? We just said that you need nichusa, so you see the mix together. But how do you know that there was nichusa? How do you know it's kilayim now? Maybe the guy's working on it to fix it. Maybe so. There's a whole machlok over there how to work that out. Okay. So we see now, we just said now that mechitza means a wall. So the Mishnah had said, Shutvin Shirutsu Asos Mechitza. They wanted to build a wall. So the Gemara goes on to that word. It says, Taimo de Rutsu. Only if they want to build a wall do they have to build the wall. Halvo Rutsu. But if they didn't want to build, they don't want to build a wall. Aim the Chayvin also. There's no Chiyah for them to build the wall. So they already see from there, Alma Hezek Ria Lapshme Hezek. You see from here that Hezek Ria is not considered real Hezek. Because if Hezek Ria was real Hezek, why is it totally on their Rutsu? If they're doing damage to each other, you have to build the wall. So you see from here, according to this Mandamar, Hezek Ria Lashmei Hezek. So then the Gemara says, and tomorrow we'll talk more about this Mandamar, the Ema Mechitza Plukta, maybe Mechitza just means a separation. They want to divide. So you would read it, Hashut Bin Sharatzu Ratzu Latzos, a division, Bechatzer. Then they have to build the wall. So then you would say Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek, because once you do the division, you have to put up the wall. So maybe Mechitza Plukta, maybe Mechitza just means a division. Kidik Siv, and what's the source for that? The Pasuk says, Vatihi mechitzas ha'eda, right? There's the division of the camp. I think that's the pasuk is in by Midyan, right? Vatihi mechitzas ha'eda minatzon shlosh meos elef shloshim elef shilos alafim chamesh meos. Talking about the division of the camp. So you see, mechitza can mean just a division. And then the cave and the Ratzu, and once they want to make the division, Bonim Esakosel Balkorcho, then you force them to build the wall. Alma, you see from here, Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. Then Hezek, according to that Mandamer, Hezek Riyah would be a real Hezek. So Gemara says, no, Ihachi, if we're talking about Mechitza means Plukta, Haisha Ratzu Lasos Mechitza, Sherochu Latzos Miboile. It shouldn't have said, Shutzvin Sherotzu Lasos Mechitza. It should have simply said, Shutzvin Sherotzu Latzos, Shutzvin that come to divide, Bonim Esakotel. So the Gemara Miboile. So Elamai, so what you can tell me, the Lashon works better if we say that Mechitza means a wall? Elamai, Guda, Bonin Masakosel, Bonin Oso. If Mechitza means wall, why do I have to use the noun twice? We say, Ashutvin Shiratsu Lasos wall, Bonin as a wall. It should say, Ashutvin Shiratsu Lasos Mechitza, Bonin Oso. Why do you have to use the noun twice? Right? You got a question? Okay. So, Mechitza in the Ratsu Bonin is a Kabbalk, So my good, the bonus is also bonus osi boile. So the Gemara says, "Itanu oso." Had we just said oso without using the wall, habamina, I would have thought of mesipas ma'alma. It would have been enough just to put these small little pegs in the ground that you know that aren't really sturdy. Kamash milan kosel. Kamash milan, you have to build a wall. Okay. So now we're going to talk about the manda amr who says that the mechitza means a guda, and this manda amr says that hezek riyah is lav shmei hezek, and we're going to ask a bunch of questions. How can you say hezek riyah lav shmei hezek? I'm going to prove to you hezek riyah ish shmei hezek. But before we get there, so it says bonim esakosel beemsa. They build a kotel in the middle. Again, we had the machlokes between the Rashash and everybody else of what that applies if it's the field is not an equal division of the field. So you build a wall in the middle. Gemara says pshita. It's possible that you build a wall in the middle. Where else would you build the wall? Gemara says lo tzricha. We need the case of telling beemsa, right? The kadim chad. No one really wanted to split it. One guy walks up to him and says, you know what? I want to split. Kadim chad berati lechaber, and he convinced his friend. Right, A convinces B to build a wall. Now, the tema, maybe you would have said Matzi Amrle. B could say Ki Israti Lach Baavira Baavira B'Tashmishah Lo Israti Lach. The guy said, "You convinced me. All I wanted to do, I agreed that you could put up the wall there and take away from my airspace. But I never agreed you could take away from my actual property." Kamash Malan, once you agree to put up the wall, it includes the property. Bonim Sakosel Beemsa. I'm not sure what the halamin was. So Ma the tema Matzi Amrle Ki Israti Lach Baavira. That the Kamash Malan is that no matter what, once you agree to build a wall, it's Be'emsa. Now, the Gemara is going to ask, according to this Mandamer, how do you say that Hezek Riyah is not considered Hezek? I'm going to bring you cases, proof, that Hezek Riyah is Shmei Hezek. The Hezek Riyah, Lav Shmei Hezek, Simon Gina Kosel Kofin Chokin Chalonis to Rav Nachman. First attempt to prove that Hezek Riyah is Hezek. Tashma, the Mishnah says, V'chein Begina. Look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, V'chein Begina. Right? So what's the question of Chay Begina? Look at Rashi. There is no Rashi. Oh yeah, yes. Chay Begina. Rashi says, "V'hal v'chein katani demashma tarvayu chataima hu gin v'chat chotzer." It's mashma that the same reason that you have by chotzer, you have by gina. And by gina, we said before, everyone agrees that hezek riyah shmei hezek. So v'chein begina means it's the same reason. The reason by gina is hezek riyah. So the reason by chotzer is hezek riyah. See, hezek riyah is considered hezek. Right, my became the gina. So shani gina is different. Why is gina different? The Rabbi Abba, like Rabbi Abba says, the Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Puna, Amar Rab, Aser la Adam Lamo Besada Chaveiro Bishah Shei Omedes Bekomoseha. You can't stand while your friend is planting over there because of Ayin Hara. I think that's what he says. Right, Rashi says Aser la Adam Sheyamod Shelo Yazikenu BeAyin Hara. There's a different reason by Gina why you can't stand it. It's a question of Ayin Ra. So what does the V'chein come to prove? V'chein does mean something similar. So the Gemara says, V'ha V'chein Katani. So that's a Gvil V'gazis. The V'chein means, just like Chatzar, you have the rules of Gvil V'gazis in the Minhag and Makom, those rules apply to Gina as well. But the reason to build the wall is not the same. One could be because of Hezek Riyah, like in Gina. And in the other case, it's because they wanted to, not because of Hezek Riyah. Next proof to try to prove that Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. So Tashma. Kosel chotzer shenafel. Let's say there was a chotzer that they already had the wall built up. It's already the wall is already established, and it fell down. Kosel chotzer shenafel. V'chayvin oso livnos abdal ramos. You force them to rebuild it. So the assumption being that you force them to rebuild it because there's Hezek Riyah over here. If there was no Hezek Riyah, why do I have to force them to rebuild it? Maybe this chotzer has been there for generations. I don't want to spend the money to rebuild it. So it must be because Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, the Gemara assumes. The Gemara says, no, Nafol Shiny. A wall that fell is different. Rashi explains, Nafol Shiny. Shekvar Nisratzu Arishonim Bakosel. He says, no, Rashi seems to assume that once The kotel's there. There's a property right, right to the kotel, to the wall to be there. So if it falls down, they have a right to put it back up. Nothing to do with Hazagriya. Tosos Nafalshani, he says differently. He says shehurgu. Maybe I'm creating machlokas Rashi Tosos, but I think it is. He says Nafalshani shehurgu lasos davar hatsanua b'chotzer. Because the wall is there, we're used to doing a davar tsanua in there, and we never got used to the idea of somebody looking at me while I'm doing what I want to do. So therefore, we put it back up. I think it's a machlokas Rashi and Tosos. What Nafalshani means? Remember, the people have if you have bushes or trees in your backyard, and then one year the tree falls down. Now you're more conscious of the fact that, you know, what's going on with people looking into my window. That seems to be Tosos's understanding. I think Rashi seems to be saying that there's a property right here. A property, nothing to do with what you're used to or not. There's a right that I have to have this wall here. So the Gemara now says, well, what are you talking about? It's so pashut, this chiluk between Nafal, that the Ka'arila, Ma Ka'arila. What was the Havamina to think that the Nafal, well, this would bring a raya? Nafal is different. The Gemara says, I don't know why they only ask it by Nafal, but the Gemara says, Seifa itzrichle. No, we need it for the seifa of that brisa about Nafal. It says Tashma seifa itzrichle midal amos lamala im lechayvin also. The Nafal, we say the case of the Nafal is, let's say you had a wall that's 20 amos high, and then it falls down. The lacha is you only have to build it up to 4 amos. They only have to build up to the minimum height of the wall is dal amos. That's why you have the lacha. That's why you have which says that kosel chotzer she Nafal lechayvin also libnos al dal amos. The chiddush is the libnos of dal amos. But not the first part that Kotel Klutzer Shenafel because of Hezekriah. Nafel's different. The finish of that line is that you only have to rebuild at Dalet Amos, even if it was 100 Amos to begin with, you only have to go up to Dalet Amos. That's that case. Next case, Tashma. This is a Gemara we're going to see later on. I don't know where it is, but I think it's on Daf Vav, for Daf Zayin. Tashma. Kofin Oso Livnos Beishar Videles Lechotzer. What's this? You have... You force all the members, Rashi explains, force all the members of the chotzer to pay for like a extra wall outside where a guard stands, right? And where a guard stands, and this way people can't look from outside inside, right? You force all of them to pay for this wall to prevent people looking from outside into the chotzer. Look at Rashi, kopin oso kol echa b'vei chotzer losay schalko b'vinyan beishar shaboim kosel neged hashar. You build a wall next to the gate. Ugul Savit, like a sort of semicircle around it. But also know the heke pesa katam inside. You can come in through the middle, through the side. Mishum hezek re'eos b'nei rishus harabim shelo yeru toch hachatzer. You build this wall so no one can look from the outside into the chatzer. Remember, the chatzer is a certain people, and the rishus harabim is outside. So you build this wall in a certain way, you can get in, but it's built in a circle around so people can't look from the outside. So you see, you're protecting from the hezek re'ia, from the people looking from outside. You see, hezek re'ia shmei hezek. Right? So it says... No, Hezeka de Rabim Shani. It's different if you have a Zeka de Rabim. Rashi says Hezeka de Rabim. A lot of people looking in is hard. I think the reason is by a chutzner, maybe you could say I can see when you're there, and when you're the other guy's there, I'm not going to do my divrit sanua. It's just a Rabim there. People driving up Peninsula Boulevard all the time. You know, you can't really determine. You can't. That's over there. There's Hezekriya. But by the chutzner, maybe there's not Hezekriya. So the Gemara says, wait, bid the yachid lo. And really, there's no Hezekriya when it comes to a yachid. Tashma, I'll bring another proof. Ein cholken es hachutzner ad sheyeh b'dal amos lezeh b'dal amos lezeh. Gemara's going to talk about later on that the only time you can split the chutzner is that you have to have a chutzner sheyesh bo din chaluka. The chutzner has to have a din that it can be split. How big does a chutzner have to be in order to have a din of chalukah? Maximum, minimum it has to be is 8x8. 8 amos, 8 square amos. 4x4 for each. So you can split it down. Each one has a 4x4 portion. Smaller than that chutzner, there's no din chalukah. You don't have to split because that can have any. Once you put the wall there on such a small chutzner, you're not going to have any use of the for the chutzner. So Gemara says, "Ein chokin is a chutzner ad sheyeh bo dal amos lezeh v'dal amos lezeh." Hayeshba kedeze v'kedeze. If there is that sufficient amount, chokim, you have to split it. So my lav bekotzel. So that what I don't know how many is. You split it, must it mean that you have to put up a kotel? You put up a wall, and if you have to put up a wall, you see a hezek riyah shmei hezek. Where it says no love masipas ba'alma. When you split it, when you make the separation to indicate the border, you don't have to put up a wall. You can put up masipas. You can just put up shrubbery, something short there. Doesn't have to be a wall. So you still don't have a proof whether hezek riyah shmei hezek or not. Tashma, another try. This is the Chalonos. Let's just read the whole thing. Ha-Chalonos, bein milamala, bein milamata, bein michenegdon, dal amos. If, let's say, I have a house that has wall, that has windows. The guy next to me wants to build a wall. So whether or not he's building the wall higher than my chalonos or lower than my chalonos, it has to have dalet amos. What does that mean? Rashi says, hachalonos, the short, the last short line, hachalonos, echa mibnei hashutbin. We have to do as many Rashi as we possibly can, because in the beginning of the third parak, Rashi dies. And then we get to, that's what it says. And then we get to the Rashbam. So let's just do some, the Rashis. Hachalonos, echa mibnei hashutbin habonim kota b'chotzer keneged chalonos shachaveiro. Guy's building a wall next to the windows of his friend. It's above or not. So im hakosa gavoa yosem echalonos, if he's making the wall higher than the windows, sarich lagbila maila mehen dalan amos. He has to make the wall at least 4 amos higher than the window, so he doesn't have to bend, so he can't bend down and look in. They won't bend down and look in. Right? Beim lamata im hakoto nomach min echalonos. Again, he has to make it at least 4 amos lower, because if it's more than 4, it's more than 4 amos lower, he can stand and look in. So that's no, you have to separate from 4 amos. Let's say you're building the wall just exactly across from the window. You have to pull it away 4 amos. Rashi says, and that's the reason it's lo yapio. So you don't diminish the sunlight coming in. It's a big issue. Remember the case in law school about between the Fountain Blue and the Eden Rock, right? When they built one of the hotels too high, there was a whole land use argument about that they were blocked. They were putting the shade. I think the Fountain Blue's pool was going to be in the shade of the Eden Rock, or maybe the other way around. And anyway, for the Miami people. That's what we're talking about here. We're talking about the air rights. We talk about people building houses next door to you, and they do an extension, and now their window looks right into your backyard, into your back, and you have to put up shades. But I digress. So you see from here that you're worried about Hezekiah. You have to build it a certain way that you can't bend down and look in. You see, you're worried about Hezekiah. So Gemara says, right, so speak to Betani Allah, Milamala, and why to do it higher, Kadesh lo yotzes v'yira, so you can't bend down and look in. Milamata, Kadesh lo yamod v'yira kinegdon, you can't stand up and look in. And, I'm sorry, and you kinegdon, Kadesh lo yapil. And so, kinegdon, so it doesn't darken it. So, mercy, you see, Hezekiah, Hezekiah, the bay is shiny. The Hezekiah, Re'iah, done into a house is different. Why? The bay is a makam sanu to begin with. Chacha, you can say, maybe you don't have to do the break sanu in there. But in my own house? It's my own home. I can do whatever I want in my own home. I have to worry about someone looking in. There, everyone would agree that Hezek Re'iyah is considered Hezek. What? Except in any certain places, you have to be. Well, it's a big issue. It becomes an issue. They talk about Lamaisa, about how you build homes. I mean, the whole point of Hezek Re'iyah. What's the source of Hezek Re'iyah? Sorry, it's on Daf Samach. The whole source of Hezek Re'iyah is what? By the whole concept of Hezek Re'iyah. Where does it come from? It comes from Bilam. Bilam gave the bracha matovu lecha Yaakov, and no one was looking into each other's homes. What? They weren't knowing to not to look into each other's homes. I don't know. The mice problem. Maybe you should be doing it. You're supposed to do it. Build it in the house. I mean, you see a lot of time. But it's interesting that the source for the whole thing is I think it's on Daf Samach. No, we started by Chatzar. Gina, you're saying is a more. The assumption was that by Gina, it's a place where it's more private, different levels of privacy. Chatzar, Gina, Bias. Bias is the most privacy. So Tashma, the last. Hezekiah the Bayashani, Rashi says, Adam Osim Vesel Dibre Tzena. Next, last case. Tashma, the Amr of Nachman, Amr Shmuel, Gag has some of the Chatzah Chavero. My Chatzah is here, and the guy has a roof right his, I guess I can hardly feel the roof's in the Chatzah. So you have the roof is right on top, looking unto me. So Gag has some of the Chatzah Chavero, Osino Maka Gabosh, Dalan Amos. You have to make a wall, you have to make some sort of fence, Dalan Amos high, so I can't look down into your Chatzah. So he said, Maka Dalan Amos, Shani Hassan, there it's different, to Amr Lei, Bala Chatzah, the Bala Gag. There you have to do it, because the Baal Chatzar can say to the Baal Agag, Lididi kvi li tashmishi. I'm always here. But Lididach, lo kvi lach tashmishi. You're not always on the roof. How do I know you're going to be on the roof? So therefore, lilo yadan b'hai idna slika. I'm not going to know when you're there to be able to not do what I want to do in my Chatzar. But asis the itzna minach. I'm not going to know when you're there that I can make to do my divrei tznua. If you're in a Chatzar, I can see you there and stop. On the cut, because you're usually there. Who goes to the roof? So therefore, on the roof, you have to build a dalet amos. You have to make it higher for dalet amos. But we don't have a raya that Hezek Re'iyah is considered Hezek. Tomorrow we talk about the Gatman the Amru said that Mechitzah is Plukta, and therefore Hilal Hezek Re'eh is considered Hezek, and then we're going to ask all the kashas the other way. How do you say Hezek Re'eh Shmei Hezek? We have all these proofs that Hezek Re'eh is Lashmei Hezek. Okay, stop here. Have a good day.
Insights on the bottom.
Right. Are you running out? 1,000?